Speaking of SDSU basketball, the head coach, Scott Nagy, joins us. Coach, good afternoon.
Hello, guys.
You know, I think you would agree that if we all could get the chance to go to Haiti for a week, I think it would all change us for the better. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think everybody would agree on going.
well, it's tough conditions.
Not a place to, yeah, it's certainly not a place to vacation.
No.
Although, you know, I mean, it is that, it's that kind of climate. But it's, you know, it's a stark reality. You know, one of the team members that went with us put it best, saying coming to Haiti is like trying to drink from a fire hose. It just is more than you can take in. It just hits you in the face, and it's just a lot to process.
That's why I think that if we all spent some time there, would maybe our complaining wouldn't be as much as what we normally do sometimes. There's a lot of other people who do not have it as well as we do have here in America.
Yeah, and, you know, it's easy to say that, you know, and everybody acknowledges it, but everything's relative. You know, I went, my wife and I came home, or I came home, and I was home for like 8 hours and flew out to Baltimore and went to the Preakness race, and
nice.
You know, I went from one extreme to the other in terms of you know, how poor, the poorest of the poor in the world, and then the richest of the rich, and but everything's relative. You know, I mean, it just is. It's our experiences, and you know, for our players, you know, to be able to tell them, you know, I mean, if they think they have it tough, you know, now they've seen it, and it'll be. You know, when we talk about those things, it will mean a lot more to them.
How much of going there and wanting to help everybody there is based on, you know, at least in part of your two-year-old daughter that you adopted from Haiti?
Well, I had some players approach me, Marcus and Jordan and Braden approached me early in the year and asked if we could take a trip to Haiti. Marcus and Jordan had been there before, and, you know, they thought it would be good for our team. And so it really started by me, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't designed around, you know, our needs or my daughter or any of that. It just so happened that you know, we had adopted a little girl from Haiti. And so, you know, I talked to Manny at Samaritan's Feet, and we got it set up, and, you know, we were forced to do a lot of neat things, and it was just a really neat trip for our family, even though I'm the only one that went. But I still got to spend a couple of days with our daughter's mom, her birth mom, and you know, got a lot of pictures, and are just able to fill in a lot of blanks for her in terms of her heritage and her genes and just what's going on with her family.
How about the basketball clinic? Tell us about what that clinic was like with the kids at Haiti.
You know, yeah, and that was just such a just a small part of what we did. I mean, it was just one afternoon. You know, we went over to the FCA. They have a ministry there, and we washed feet and put shoes on people, and then we went to probably the nicest court in Haiti and just, you know, spent an afternoon just working on drills and things like that and played a little bit. The Belmont team joined us. They had some people, they had four of the basketball team members, and then some women's basketball players and some soccer players, and they were all over there, and so we all worked together and just had a good time that afternoon.
More on the trip, you can go to gojacks.com, pictures and stories about the trip, and, you know, I tip my cap to you, Coach, great job. It's not, I mean, you could be doing a lot of other things, but you took some guys with you, and you went down there made a difference for some people.
Yeah, you give back to people that don't have as much as we do, and to take time out, I think that's a fantastic gesture, Coach. I really think it is.
Well, the incredible thing, and the players saw it, and I know it because I've made trips like it before, but you go over and do something like that, and, you know, you think you're going to bless those people and do good things for them, and really, you come away with more blessings than you ever gave away, and that's the incredible thing. I mean, you walk away from it just spiritually almost crushed because you know, you didn't go over there to get anything, and you come away really with more than what you ever took.
Can folks do stuff with Samaritan's Feet yet? Go to their website, and they can still do some stuff to help those folks.
they can always do that. One of the neat things is Skechers just gave Samaritan's Feet 1 million pair of shoes. And that's a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, Manny's goal is to put 10 million shoes on 10 million kids in 10 years. Well, that's one-tenth of the shoes that he needs. But logistically, to move and store and get 10 million or 1 million pair of shoes to the people that need them costs a lot of money. It almost costs $1 a shoe. And so, they're in a campaign right now to raise $1 million to get that stuff moved, so they can always go to Samaritan's Feet and donate.
He's Scott Nagy, head men's basketball coach, SDSU, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You lost a pretty good assistant coach, Austin Hansen, moving on to what he wants to do. What have you talked to Austin about that here recently, about him moving on?
Well, you know, he just, obviously this is where he grew up and went to school, and I think one of his desires was just to broaden his experiences and felt like he would make himself more desirable as a head coach, you know, if he had other experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly with my blessing, we talk a lot about it, and he just decided this is a good time because he certainly helped put our program back on the map. You know, I think if you look at the years that he was here and what we were able to do while he was here, I mean, he was a big part of that, and certainly I'm very grateful for that. And so he felt like this would be the best time to do it when things were going good, and I know that he'll help Northern Colorado.
News out today, Cody Larson plans to enroll at SDSU and compete in basketball. Give me the update. Will he be available to play for you this fall?
No. I mean, as it stands, the NCAA rule is Division I to Division I, you have to serve a year in residence. And so he'll have to be here a year and sit out. And then because of the five-year rule, once you start school, you have 5 years to finish school. And so his last year here would be his fifth year. And so as it stands right now, he'd have to sit out a year.
Mm-hmm. Is there a chance that could change?
Possibly. There are some appeals we can file, but we can't file those until he enrolls in class. And so I don't know what those chances are. We really haven't dealt with that a lot and don't have a lot of experience in it. The NCAA will look at everything and we'll see.
What's he going to mean for the Jackrabbit program?
Well, the first two things, that he really helps with, I think, is number one, if you look at our junior class, we only have one player in it right now, and that's Zach Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
And so he falls right into Zach's class, and so that puts two players, which we desperately needed because we didn't want to go and end up with a year and only have one scholarship. And so that really helps. We'd actually like to have three in that class, but at least we'll have two. And the other thing is when Marcus and Jordan go, he's certainly going to be able to step in there and fill a big hole right away. We're looking at a guy that physically is as talented as anybody we had at that four and five position. I mean, he's 6'9", 240 pounds, tremendous athlete. So he's certainly going to fill a big hole that Marcus and Jordan will leave.
Well, I watched him throughout his whole high school career, and we watched him when he was at Florida. Certainly, he's got some skill, and I know he's just got a little baggage, but you know what? This may be the best thing for him, and I'm pulling for him. I hope he does very well.
Well, if perfection is a standard, then we're all in trouble. That much I know. I would be the first one in trouble, you know. And sometimes some of the stuff you do gets publicized where mm-hmm. some other people's stuff doesn't ever get publicized. And certainly I think we're all deserving of second chances. And we've spent a lot of time talking with Cody and I think he's learned a lot of things. And he's grown up a lot. He's only a semester away from graduating. I mean, he's done a great job with his academics, which excites us. I think he's thinking about getting a double major here. And so he's a very serious student, and that's important to us. We know that he's played with so many of our guys in the school or program. They all know each other very well. His sister goes to school here, is on the volleyball team. So it's a very good fit for him.
Yep.
Very good fit for him and a very good fit for us.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Congrats, and thanks for sharing your trip to Haiti. We wish you well. We'll, again, tell folks they can go to the Samaritan Feet website to help out. with that great program. And we wish you well during the summer, Coach. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go. Scott Nagy, head coach, SDSU.